Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So far, so good. You know, I had a fight October, November, December. Had the Christmas off January. Back in our training camp in February. And I'm getting ready for Paddy's Day in March. So far, so good and enjoying it. And taking one step at a time, one fight at a time. And I'm just loving it so far.
In terms of the three fights and all the training with Andy Lee and the new people, the new faces you'll meet, and obviously stepping up your training another notch, what stood out for you the most, we'll say, from moving from the amateurs to the pro so far? What's the memory that stands out the most?
For now, you know what I mean? Me and Andy's concentrating on learning to punch, learning to knock out more guys, learning to be more solid as a professional, less of the moving, more static, and working on good shots to land and picking nice scores. And so I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying things like that. And the sparring is longer. Longer rounds, and I'm just enjoying everything. As I said, I'm just learning, trying to soak it all in. I have another big step coming up in Las Vegas in the training camp, so I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. And obviously, you're backed by a massive promotional company, Top Rank. How have they been treating you?
So far, so good. You know what I mean? I've a four to six fight a year deal with them. So I'm 2020 trying to get at least up to six fights in. And they've been good so far. And as I said, they put me on Paddy's Day in New York, and I couldn't ask for any better than that, you know.
I know coming in for the first pro fight, and everything's new to you, the venue, the bigger crowd, you're coming out to make your debut. Was there any nerves or apprehension before that, and does it get easier as the fights go on into your second and third fight?
Yeah, the first fight was nervous, you know what I mean? You expect that. It was a change from the amateurs, you know what I mean? Bigger crowd, different expectation, different things going through your head, people expecting you to win and do it in style. And yeah, I had that kind of pressure on me, but it was a good kind of pressure and made me perform, as you could see on the night. I wasn't very comfortable. So yeah, it's a different kind of pressure. As in the second and third fight, in the easy, it changes it. It's not as high anticipated in my head, and I just kind of went with the flow in the second and third fight and felt good about it, you know.
What about the talk? I know you'll hear the talk, and this is Paddy Donovan. It's Andy Lee's protege, they'll say, or you're obviously tied in with Andy Lee. He's going to be the next big thing. I know this Bob Arum had nice comments to say about you, and plenty of people who know their boxing are touting you as a future world champion. Does that play on your mind at all? Do you take much notice of that?
I don't really take much notice of it. As I said, the thing I take notice on is the thing I do in the gym, my training, ticking all the boxes, learning stuff, improving. And as I said, when I improve and I get better, I show in fights and people can talk after that, you know.
Yeah, in terms of Andy, obviously, Andy came in and he's acting as your manager and your trainer as well. He came back into boxing, he said, for you, because he was excited about the prospect of training you and what you could go on and do. He's taken on a few more things now, I suppose, over the last couple of months, but that doesn't affect your preparation in any way, does it?
Not really, not at the moment. You know, as I said, my break since my last fight, I've been training at home with my dad and meeting up with Andy then when I go to Las Vegas, so not really. I'm just concentrating and training at home with my dad. I've done it for the last 16 or 17 years, so I'm quite happy with doing that. And when I join up with Andy, I'll be happy to be with Andy again, you know.
I suppose when everything is so new and you hooked up with Andy and you're going through things with him, having your dad there must have been really, I suppose, comforting. Someone, a familiar face, that must be massive as well for you to bring him along with you. And obviously he knows you probably better than anyone.
It's good to be a part of your team. As I said, your father knows you better than anyone. And he's been my corner since I'm a child. So having him there, it means a lot to me. And having Andy there, and Andy and my dad in the corner, I couldn't ask for two better guys. So I was very, very pleased to have the both of them.
Now, you were kind enough to drop in here to me before you fly off to the States. You're going over to New York first, and then you fly to Las Vegas to be part of a camp ahead of a world heavyweight title match. I mean, that, thinking back to a couple of months before you even turned pro to right now, this is massively exciting, isn't it?
Massive. As I said, we're looking up to Tyson Fury since I'm a child. Now I get to train alongside him. And Andy being there as well, so we're former world champions, heavyweight world champions. It's just great to be a part of that environment and learn and take everything in, soak it up like a sponge, and just keep improving in my boxing, learn things from them, and show it on the 17th of March.
What are you expecting from the camp? Because obviously Tyson Fury comes across as this crazy character, but I know that it's all serious business when it comes down to camp. But an inspirational figure, and I'm sure you're going to get to see basically the cream of the crop here, and what goes in to what you want to do down the line is what goes into a world title camp. What are you expecting, I suppose? What are you thinking?
I'm not sure what I expect him, but I can see in clips that they have up, he's concentrating a lot more than he usually does. And I usually get to see Tyson Fury just in the ring, and now I get to see him behind closed doors and see what it's all about, see how he's training, see how he's talking, see how he's acting. It's good for me, you know what I mean, getting all that in, taking it all up, and displaying it myself, learning them and doing them things myself.
And fighting on the undercard was maybe an option. Unfortunately, you did get an illness and that was off the cards. Any regrets on that, or do you feel you wish you could be a part of that?
It would have been great to be a part of it, but as I said, things happen for a reason, and I'm glad now that we moved on past it. I'm back training in good health, and as I said, looking forward to this training camp coming up and big fights after that in 2020.
Yeah, massive fights, and I mean, yes, maybe you miss out on this undercard,
but there's going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah, and Madison Square Garden is your next fight. And the Michael Conlon undercard on Paddy's Day as well. That's massive for an Irish fighter, especially. That's one of the most famous boxing venues in the world. You're going to have a massive Irish support. That's going to be hugely exciting as well.
It's the biggest day in the world for boxing, really. As I said, I'm on the show, and I'm very, very thankful to Top Rank and Andy for getting me on that show. And Michael Conlon is the main event, one of my favourite fighters, world-class fighter. So I'm just so pleased to be on it. And New York, all my family going to be there, all the Irish fans behind me, and the Limerick fans coming over. And I'm just taking it all in and can't wait to take on that challenge.
Yeah, but before I let you go as well, Paddy, I have to ask you about your brother Edward. 20 years old at the moment. I saw him sparring probably a good prospect of a pro fighter recently enough. I won't name the pro fighter because your brother was getting the better of him. 20 years old and in the amateur ranks at the moment. What do you think the future holds for him? Do you think he'll go pro soon?
He's considering turning pro right now. There's a lot of big promotions onto him, and there's a lot of things there for him. The amateur still, if he wants to wait, but there's big things in the pros too. So we're going to have to wait and see how it goes in a couple of months, deciding his career.
A different fighter than yourself.
Fighter. He can go underdog, southpaw. He's tall, he's big, awkward, and he can fight. So we're different kind of fighters, you know, but yeah, with some things that we can relate on, but, you know.
Years down the line, you'll be looking at hopefully a couple of world titles in the family.
With the help of God, that's the plan. Look, we did it in the Nationals. I won the first National for the family. Edward followed, you know what I mean? I won it one weight, he won it the same weight the year after. So what I'm doing, he's kind of doing. So if I can lead to be a world champion, and him looking up at me, maybe he can become world champion too.